catch an old horse fly, honey, baby mine. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, honey. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, babe. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, catch all the crawdads I can toad, honey, baby mine. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine, honey. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine, babe. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine. 2 for nickel and 3 for dime, honey, baby mine. Come on, clap. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Honey, baby. Song, and in Jamaica they sing everything a little bit different, and I'd like to sing Rock of Ages in Jamaican. It's the same, it's in English, but the chorus goes like this, and I'd like it just has one word, Alleluia, in it, and I'd like for you to sing with it. As soon as you catch on, it's real easy, one word. I mean, it couldn't be that hard, right? Alle, alle, alleluia. Alle, alle, alleluia. Cleft for me, I am the let me hide myself in thee. I am the rock of ages, cleft for me, alle. Nothing in my arms I bring. Alleluia. Woo! Alle, alle, alle. Ask me if I was going to sing this next song that I'm going to do, and I'm going to close with that. We're running behind schedule, and it's about chewing gum. I know. You probably heard it the very first time I was on stage back in 1950, somewhere around in there. That's close enough. But Hallie, my younger sister, is not any. She's littler than I am, but she's not littler than I am anymore. She's younger than I am. And she and her husband were in Germany, and now they're back home. And he's a musician traveling, and she's with him. And my parents are in Bradenton, and they're doing well. And so I'm teaching school and teaching little children how to enjoy music and how to have a good time with it and have it be part of their heritage and growing up, and it's great. And I enjoy it. So this is a song I pass on, and just sing right along. Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, it's as steady as Gibraltar. Now the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight. I really, really love you and I want to hold you tight. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight. A dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime. I'd sing another chorus but I haven't got the time. On the bedpost overnight. Thank you very much.
Betsy, isn't she delightful? Let's give her another hand. And we're going to welcome a charming couple here who have never sung at the Folk Festival at all. They're from Lake Wales. They're good old Florida crackers. And better than that, I want to show you. He's a composer. And he writes about Florida. Florida's Frank Thomas's Florida Stories. And they've got these records and dying to sell them. So they'll be backstage after the program is over. And I hope you'll buy them out of house and home. Ann and Frank Thomas.
Y'all, this Thank is you. A Florida Folk Festival. And I guess that means we're here to celebrate Florida folk. We're Florida folk, and you're Florida folk. So let's get down and celebrate.
I've seen the Blue Ridge Mountains standing so high. The Shenandoah River with its valley so wide. I've seen all this beauty made by God's own hand. But Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this land.
Thank you.
The old Swanee River flows down from the north. The great Atlantic Coast, with its beaches and resorts, and the mighty Everglades and the southern reaches of this land. Oh, Florida, I love you. My heart is buried in this sand. The sea breezes are blowing all through the Keys. The orange trees are growing all across the ridge. And the battlefield at Old Lusty, where General Colquitt made his stand. Oh, Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this sand. I know there are places in this world I'll never go, like the mountains of Tibet, where the wind always blows. But I know I have seen a part of nature's beauty plain in the great state of Florida, and my heart is buried in this sand. Oh, Florida, I love you, and my heart is buried in this sand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We're really glad to be here. I grew up over in Clay County in North Florida, and we used to go to my uncle's house a lot and do a little picking and singing. My uncle drank a little booze, and my aunt didn't allow none in the house, so he had to figure him out a way to get around that. And he did, and this song is about that. It's called Alligator Mill. Down in Florida where I was raised, we worked real hard those summer days. With the chill of the air that the night would bring, we'd go to my uncle's to pick and sing. And pass around a jug, alligator milk, Lord have mercy. It'll be your heart and soul with love when it hits the bottom your toes, girl. My Uncle John was a wise old man, he devised himself a plan. Have him a little drink now and then, cause in his mind it was no sin. Pass around a jug, alligator milk, Lord have mercy, it's smooth as silk. It'll fill your heart and soul with love when it hits the bottom your toes, girl. My Aunt Sally never did know just where Uncle John would go. But he'd sneak out and a little bit later he'd be back and say, milk the gator. Sing it with us. Pass around a jug, alligator milk, Lord have mercy, it's smooth as silk. It'll fill your heart and soul with love when it hits the bottom your toes, girl. Oh, my Uncle Joe, I'd tag behind and sooner or later his secrets I'd find. But he puzzled me then and it always will to get alligator milk from a moonshine still. Pass around a jug, alligator milk, Lord have mercy, it's smooth as silk. Heart and soul with love when it hits the bottom of your toes, girl. One more time. Pass around a jug of alligator milk. Lord have mercy, it's as smooth as silk. It'll fill your heart and soul with love when it hits the bottom of your toes, girl. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. As many of you know, Tallahassee was the only state capital east of the Mississippi River to be in the hands of the Confederacy at the end of the war. The uncivil war, that is. Well, there was a couple of reasons for that. One of them was the only major battle that was fought in the state of Florida at the time, which was the Battle of Olustee or Ocean Pond. And we wrote a song about it.
The hero at Olustee in the Battle of Ocean Pond was General Alfred Colby. He put Seymour on the run. The fight was short and bloody, a few hours, maybe four. The Yankee General Gilmore sent an expedition down to take the state of Florida and to burn it to the ground. In command was Truman Seymour. He was Tallahassee bound. 5,000 regular soldiers and 16 cannon bearing down. Well, there was nothing now could stop him since Jacksonville fell. They camped tonight in McClenny, and in the morning give them hell. The Confederate General Finnegan had told Colquitt his plans. Right here at Olustee, that's where we'll make our stand. The Confederates are laying ambush since early morning light. Just past noon, the Union cavalry made contact to start the fight. General Seymour wasn't worried. A minor skirmish, that was all. So he told his troops, boys, it won't take long to rout those rebel dogs. But when the cannon started firing, they were heard for 50 miles. They was cussing, screaming, cracker boys charging in from every side. And soon their line was broken, the Yankee army in retreat. They left behind in the bloody sand 2,000 casualties. General Colquitt has saved Tallahassee through his act of bravery. And now the Battle of Ocean Pond is just part of history. But every Florida cracker smiles with pride and dignity when he remembers how the Yankees met defeat here at Olustee.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
After the Confederate troops ran the Yankees off at Olustee, the Yankees decided to take on our schoolboys And they took them on at Natural Bridge, and this is what happened.
Do we have a rebel yell? Yeah. All right, there's a spot in this song for rebel yell.
With the war nearly over and the Yankees closing in, Tallahassee still remained in Confederate hands. Well, it really turned out to be a thorn in Lincoln's side. He said, you best take Florida or I'll have some bodies hide. As the Yankees marched down the road to victory, they say, did you hear that rebel yell clear down Appalachia Bay?
Let's hear it.
Just a handful of schoolboys and crippled old men. That's all it took to put the Yankees on the road again. The Yankees came ashore at St. Mark's and fell at ease. Started marching inland, the capital of the sea. But at a place called Natural Bridge, your plow hit a stump. They had some southern schoolboys breathing down their rump. As the Yankees marched down the road, it was a victory they'd say. But you could hear that rebel yell clear down Appalachian Bay. Just a handful of schoolboys and crippled old men. All it took to put the Yankees on the road again. I know that all through that war there was much bravery. Men would die for their cause free and willingly. But all that fight a Natural Bridge, the brave would be the man to compare with his home guard who made that fatal stand. As the Yankees marched down the road, it was victory they'd say. But you could hear that rebel yell clear to Appalachia Bay. Just a handful of schoolboys and crippled old men. That's all it took to put the Yankees on the road again. Just a handful of schoolboys and crippled old men. Was all it took to put the Yankees on the road again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
And this is the record. So if you want one, they're great songs, aren't they? Let's give them another hand. It's our very own Linda and Dale Crider from Up Windsor Way. Give them a great big hand. I guess I'm seeing double now.
Sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and the wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. Consider a species endangered. It's a sight of our symbol so rare. It's a part of this nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. You know, an eagle is a friend to all creatures. Boy loves wilderness to bear so many kinds. And it's under the southern bald eagle that I hope we'll be changing our minds about this air where the symbol is flying. And the wilderness where the eagle is crying. Under the southern bald eagle, searching, sobering eyes. America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. We're tuning our strings to the sun. It's one of those hopes of the wilderness. It's one of those growths that can occur here in Florida in the days to come. We'd like to sing some of our most recent songs about the sun's energy and how the living systems of Florida is going to offer a great potential to collect that energy in the future. We hope everybody and everybody here is planting seeds for that future. You're growing your own garden and you're doing something to collect the sun's energy. You're expanding this green mass of vegetation. We'd like to sing our solar collection song. It's called Solar and Leaves.
Solar in leaves, solar in branches, solar in twigs. Solar enhances the chances of life to blend on the green as the blue planet Earth connectedly swings. In the forest of vines entangled in hopes, in the webs of life stretching like ropes, binding the seasons to sunlight and dreams. Fin fish and feathers of healthier streams. After iron horses and the atoms of fences. After machines and the gaseous extremes. The blue planet Earth will go turning into green. And the lucky old sun will be there on the scene. Solar in leaves, solar in branches, solar in twigs. Solar enhances the chances of life to blend on the green as the blue planet Earth connectedly swings. Yes, the blue planet Earth swings in its orbital tension, and we're tuning our strings to the sun. 'Cause the blue planet Earth is a solar extension, and we're living to sing about planting for fun. Solar in leaves, solar in branches, solar in twigs. Solar enhances the chances of life to blend on the green as the blue planet Earth connectedly swings. As the blue planet Earth turns into green.
Some of you may have noticed when you were driving into White Springs this afternoon or last night when you came in, a sign that said Suwannee River Bicycle Tour is up on the Adams Country Store. White Springs has been very supportive of the notion that bicycling held a lot of potential for the state of Florida. We'd like to do a song called Cycles in the Sand. I come to know the seasons through the wisdom of an owl. As morning beams upon the marsh where haunts the waterfowl. A quiet kind of kingdom in these rivers, swamps, and land. And I find a natural meaning to these cycles in the sand. It's cycles in the sand, it's a question of man. It's a call for conservation in the Florida energy plan. It's a sensible delight ripe for coming generations. A softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation.
I witness Florida's beauty in the whistle of a quail. Stump knockers and cabbage palms and Florida cracker tails, spinning on the memories of William Bartram's trail. We search for perfect balance on an ecologic scale. What better way to understand stately Florida pine, or listen to the howls of the hurricane of time, and speak for wildlife reasons in the uses of the land, and write the cycling future in the plan. It cycles in the sand, it's a question of man, it's a call for conservation in the Florida. It's a sense of body light, ripe for coming generations. A softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation. It's a softer path to travel and a challenge to the nation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give your heart to the Suwannee River, and you'll see that river keep on flowing by the White Springs and all the way into the Gulf of Mexico. Not a drop of the Suwannee River water is wasted. Don't let anyone say that. Because that Gulf of Mexico needs it for the fishery that it's producing for you and me and even the bald eagle and other fish-eating things. So let's keep the Suwannee as pure as we possibly can by making sure that your heart is there in the sand. We'd like to sing a final song. It's about a sailboat, which doesn't require fossil fuels. It was used to build this nation strong. It's called My Old Perdido Bell. It's the sound of the salt wind blowing that brings me to my knees. It's a sunset o'er the ocean, it's a future in the seas. And the Yankee Doodle Dixie that could raise a rebel yell is the boat of Pensacola, my old Perdido Bell. She's a blend of the sloop and the frigate, she's a low-energy cruise. She'll be sailing o'er the ocean when there ain't no fossil fuel. And no nuclear devices are vices otherwise. There's solar in her future, and her sails are on the rise. So blow, 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 you and blow. Blow, 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 you and blow. You'll lay for the belle of old Perdida, whose sails are on the rise. Blow, 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 you and blow. Sailor, no polluted waterways. She was made to build this nation. She's proved her stock and trade. And the Yankee Doodle Dixie that could raise a rebel yell is a boat in Pensacola, my old Perdido Bell. She's a blend of the sloop and the frigate. She's a low-energy cruise. She'll be sailing o'er the ocean when there ain't no fossil fuel. No nuclear devices or vices otherwise. There's solar in her future, and her sails are on the rise. So blow, 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 you and blow. Blow, 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 you and blow. For the bell of old Perdida, whose sails are on the rise. Blow, 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 you and blow.